compared with another game where you have plenty of offensive chances and they just can't get the puck to go in?
Yeah. Yeah, again, a lot of good looks, but we keep it's kind of a theme, you know, with, you know, missing the net, and I think we can be more desperate too around the net.
Perron said he was hoping for a better push in the third. Were you satisfied with
it? In and out, you know. I think that we did have some real good looks in the third and pushed, you know, but... You know, when you're down, you gotta really push. But you know, again, we had some good looks, but didn't capitalize on them.
Obviously, a 5-3 on the wrong end of 5-3 is not a good deal.
Undisciplined to start the second period, two penalties.
You didn't like either of them?
Nope.
And then you have two power plays to start the early in the game.
Yeah. I mean, them two power plays. I thought we had some. Good puck possession, good movement. You know, we need to pass the puck better on the power play there. And the shots we took missed the net or got blocked.
I feel like you had good legs early. And
I thought we had good legs all game. I thought that back to back. I thought guys worked extremely hard and competed. You know, we it's a common theme here at home.
Recently, first match played much better on the road.
Yeah, we get results better on the road than we do at home. I don't know if it's we play a whole lot better. I mean, I go back to the last five games at home. We played pretty well, but you know, obviously, it's a results business.
Darcy, you mentioned it before that Jake had a great stretch there for a while, but here in the past couple games, 7 goals on 31 shots. Where's his game at, and did you consider pulling him after that third one?
No, I didn't consider pulling him. Came over in a timeout. We, you know, I just talked to the whole team plus him, and I thought he recovered.
Obviously, you know, that's been great, but just where is he with his game right now?
Well, I think the Islander game and tonight, he knows that he wants to be better.
It seemed like after you went down 3-0 after that timeout, the initial response there was pretty good. The energy.
Yeah, they responded and they pushed. Thought they pushed pretty hard till the end of the period.
You're at the halfway point of the year. How do you kind of assess where things are?
Well, we got to be better at home. That's the biggest thing for me. You know, I think as a team, we're playing a lot better. We're playing good enough to win a lot of games, but we find ways to lose games. That's got to change, and our home record's got to change for sure.
For really most of the season, almost all the seasons, kind of one win, one loss, two wins, two losses. How do you break out of that? Is there one or two things that can get you guys to string some wins together?
Well, I think our 5-on-5 play was not there early on, and our 5-on-5 play for me has been really good for a while. Our penalty kill is sharpened up again. We got to get the power play going. I think once we get the power play clicking a little bit better, that really helps a lot with the scoring. So, you know, once I think they all come together, you know, that's when you can go on a good run. If you look at any team that wins 6 or 7 in a row, all you got to look at is goals against, goals for, power play, penalty kill, and they're all really good.
Do